The Citrus County Chamber wanted more than a royalty check. Leaving their chamber directory publisher and producing their community guide and business directory in-house generated almost double the ad sales, a 30% return, and five times more non-dues revenue, and an engaging, contemporary magazine-style design. For most chambers of commerce, non-dues revenue isn't just a goal, it's survival. Dues cover the basics, and non-dues revenue funds the mission. That's why so many chambers publish annual community guides. The logic seems sound. A chamber directory publisher handles everything. The ad sales, the design, the copy, the printing, and the chamber gets a royalty check. Nobody on staff has to sell the ads, and the project seems effortless. Sounds simple, right? Well, that was the Citrus County Chamber's reality for years. A national chamber directory publisher produced the guide, sold the ads, and mailed the chamber a check for 10% of the sales. It wasn't terrible, says Josh Wooten, the chamber's president and CEO, but it wasn't great either. We were putting our name on something that didn't really reflect who we were, and we were only getting a small piece of the revenue. We wanted more control. At the Florida Association of Chamber Professionals Conference, the FACP, Josh and his team compared notes with their friends at the Venice Area Chamber of Commerce. Now, Venice had been publishing in-house for years, managing the process themselves, hiring local designers, and later working with chamber marketing partners to streamline production and improve results. Their success was undeniable. High-quality publications, full creative control, and strong, sustainable non-dues revenue. It was one of those moments where you think, well, why not us, Josh recalls. Venice had already proven it could work. We just needed to take the leap. And that leap came with a question. Who was going to sell the ads? Hiring an outside sales rep was one option, but membership director Corinne Sakowitz volunteered to take it on. I figured I'm already talking with members every day, Corinne said. I know what they care about. I know their businesses. Well, why not help them advertise too? Chamber marketing partners work with Corinne through weekly coaching sessions and ad sales huddles. She built her own system, not with fancy software, but with a binder, spreadsheets, and a stack of printed leads. I know it sounds old-fashioned, she laughed, but it worked. I'd write notes on everyone I called, what they bought, what they said, and I could flip through it and see the whole picture. Corinne's early success came from curiosity and courage. When a premium spot opened up, the logo on the front cover, for instance, I emailed a local college just to let them know that it was available, she recalls. And within an hour, they said yes. That's when I realized the worst that could happen was a no. But I had a really good chance of getting a yes. Her approach was conversational, not salesy. I tell members, this isn't just an ad. It's visibility all year long. Our guide sits in offices, restaurants, coffee shops. They don't disappear after a month. She saw proof that it worked when advertisers renewed their ads year after year. The ones with premium positions don't give them up, she said. I actually have a wait list now. The chamber's shift from a chamber directory publisher to in-house publishing changed everything. Ad sales doubled in the first year. Their return on sales tripled, climbing from 10% to over 30%, that's the equivalent of a royalty. Non-dues revenue increased fivefold compared to the royalty model. That's the amount of money that they kept was five times more than what they got from the chamber directory publisher. By year two, ad sales grew another 30%, and the chamber's return on sales reached 33%. Honestly, we didn't expect results that strong, Josh said. It showed us what happens when you stop giving 90% of your potential away. For Corinne, the numbers told one story, but the feeling told another. When I hit my goal, it felt incredible, she said. It's a big project, and it's scary at first, because you don't want to fail. But once you start seeing results, you just want to do better every time. Corinne's success wasn't about pressure, it was about people. I never want a member to feel the only time I call them is when I'm trying to sell them something, she said. For me, ad sales are just another way to give members value, another way to help them get their name out there. That approach built trust. When members see that you care about their success, not just your sale, they stick with you, Corinne said, and they renew their ads and their memberships. and Josh agrees. Corinne connected with people on a personal level, he said. That changed everything. It wasn't a guide anymore. It became a reflection of the community. The new publication looked better, it felt better, and it performed better. It featured real stories, local photos, and the authenticity the Chambers had always wanted. It finally looked like us, Josh said, and it started paying us like it too. Members were proud to be featured, advertisers were eager to renew, and the board, always focused on fiscal stability, took notice. We went from a small royalty check to a meaningful revenue stream, Josh added. That's non-dues revenue we can reinvest in our members. Every chamber situation is different. Not every staff member will jump onto ad sales as confidently as Corinne did, and not every community will double its results overnight. But the lesson is universal. When chambers take control, the non-dues revenue can grow. When staff are supported, they can exceed expectations. And when publications reflect the community, the members respond. The Citrus County Chamber story is more than a publishing success. It's a mindset shift. They stopped settling for what Chamber Directory publishers would give them. They took control of their message, their design, and their non-dues revenue. And in the process, they proved something powerful. When you stop handing 90% of the pie to someone else, Josh said, you realize you can make the whole thing yourself, and it tastes a lot better. Same chamber, same community, completely different outcome.